It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
I am asked my guest, Steve Warner, the president of National Grid New England, to hold for one more segment because the phones are packed. A couple of folks seem to want to make political comments last hour, so I'd like to give everybody an opportunity here, or at least as many possible people as we can. Steve, thank you for the extension of the time here. I do appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Steve in Salem, Massachusetts. Steve, you're on with Steve Warner, president of National Grid New England. You got a question, Steve? Right ahead.
Yes. Thanks, Dan, and thanks, Steve, for hanging on to answer a few additional questions. My question is, can you project when the rates might come down?
So I wish I could. What I will tell you that it's typically lower price in the non-winter period, but how much and that would be, I'm not in that business of projecting. Yeah, otherwise, I'd tell you the lottery numbers for tonight. I can tell you that it won't be until spring.
Yeah, and obviously there's events worldwide that no one can predict, particularly Ukraine, Nordstrom pipeline that apparently ruptured or was the victim of sabotage. There's a lot of that stuff going on that no one can predict, Steve in Salem. But a great question nonetheless.
You're absolutely correct. Very, very good addition there. That's why there's a lot of factors that could affect it. I tell you that what I'm talking about tonight is the November through April rates, and then you can expect typically after that in the spring that prices would come down, but we'll be able to talk to you more about that closer to that date.
Thank you, Steve in Salem. Thanks very much for your call. Let me keep going here real quickly. Lil in Bedford. Lil, got to be quick because we only have a few minutes left. Go ahead, Lil.
I have not been in my apartment for quite some time, and the bill kept getting higher, and I have called many times. And what they tell me, finally, they did not say that. They will have to be the one coming and cut it themselves so I won't get bill extra. And I have a problem with that.
Why don't we do this, Lil? Why don't you leave your phone number with my producer, and we'll pass your phone number on and make sure it's a daytime phone number. And we'll
all right, sir. Thank you so much.
Call you tomorrow, okay? Don't hang up. Rob will take your phone number. And I remind you, Steve, that when we finish here in a few minutes, Rob will give you those phone numbers.
Yeah, I'll hang on and talk to Rob and get the numbers, yeah.
Great, I appreciate that very much. There's only two so far. Let's go to Christine in Hamilton. Christine, next on Nightside. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Steve. Thank you for making yourself available for extra time to talk tonight. I do think it's so important to get the word out to people who might need help. As I've been listening, I do have a question for you. So high natural gas prices have been in place for a while now, right, for several months. Has National Grid tried to limit its impact to your customers?
Yes. In terms of natural gas prices, if you look at our natural gas prices, the way we procure that energy is not all at once. It's staggered over a period of time, and we'll buy energy during lower cost periods and store it so we can use that to meet our gas obligations for the winter period. And so that while their in prices are going up, if we weren't taking those actions, the natural gas prices would have gone up much more than they are going to go up. The electric prices, we didn't have as many options there and in terms of storage, right? So you're seeing more of the real-time impacts of those prices.
Hope that helps, Christine. I think that they're not happy any more than the customers are happy about these prices because they're not earning extra money because the prices have gone up. They're basically passing along the cost to us as customers.
I understand that.
Just
thank
like
you.
The supermarkets are passing along. I'm paying $4.99 for a gallon of milk. The air guy's paying $2.99.
Right. So, thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Trying to get a couple more in if we can. I'm going to try to ask everybody to be very quick. John in Salem. John, next on Nightside. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Dan, and thanks, Steve. Quick question is, I read a couple of articles about, state officials and others talking about some relief programs for customers, that kind of stuff. It's going to be a really tough winter for all of us.
And Massachusetts governors are asking congressional leaders to provide upwards of $500 million, half a billion dollars in emergency funds.
Correct.
I think that's what you're talking about, correct?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, Steve, do you have any inside scoop on that, those requests?
So, absolutely. In terms of helping understand what programs might be available and where to get those funds, we are working with the state, with the state officials, the Attorney General. The Attorney General also is asked to look at, going forward at the procurement processes, and we fully agree with that in terms of things that could be done. But for immediate relief, yes, anything we can do to work with the government to provide additional assistance. I can't promise that is going to happen yet, but it's active discussion underway.
All right. Appreciate the call, John. Great question. I should have asked that question myself. Thank you. Let me get two more in. We're going to go to Michael in Boston. Michael, you are next. You got to be quick. Steve Warner, president of National Grid New England. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Warner. Thank you. You have told us at the beginning about, for example, budgeting our payments. And I think most... Pardon me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes. You're on a speakerphone, right, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, you're having difficulty hearing when you're on a speakerphone. Could you please get off the speakerphone so, one, we could hear you better and you could hear us? Put him on hold, please. Rob, put him on hold. We'll go to Mike and Methuen. Tell Michael we'll come back to him in a moment. Mike and Methuen, hopefully you're not on speakerphone. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm not on speakerphone. Thanks for sticking around.
You got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm all electric. I was wondering... if there was any plans for new gas lines in the Dracut-Methuen area, since
that's a great question. That there always seems to be an objection to that, often by folks who have a political a desire to prevent that. I'm not sure, Steve. Do you know of any? Proposals for new natural gas lines.
I think the best way to answer his question is if you can hang on, give the producer your number,
yeah.
And we'll get you a specific answer for your specific neighborhood.
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
Mike, I'd like you to hold on, give your phone number to Rob, and you will be one of the lucky Nightside listeners who will get a call back from National Grid tomorrow. And then you will have
Sounds good, because I'd love any help I could get.
Well, you've asked a rational, reasonable question. There's no doubt about that. So thank you very much. Thanks very much, Mike. Okay, we are I've kept you longer than I expected, but we're at 9:14. So we got to a lot of people tonight, Steve Warner. I wish every major executive of various companies, particularly public service utilities, would do what you have the courage to do here on Nightside. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking these questions and providing information and help to a lot of people who are my listeners. And I hope at some point we can have you back over the winter. And please thank Danny Wheelock of your staff who helped set this up. And I appreciate the overtime. we were due for an hour. We went an hour and 15 minutes. And I very much want to say thank you on behalf of all of my listeners.
Dan, help. Thank you for helping us get the word out. I'm happy to spend as much time as it takes. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon and have a great fall. And as I say, we'll talk in the next few months. I know you were here with us, I believe, in April. And I really appreciate the time that you spent tonight, because I know it's a long day for you. Thanks again, Steve Warner, president of National Grid. Don't hang up. Rob has, I think, at least three people who are going to benefit from phone calls from you tomorrow. Three or four, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you so much, Steve Warner.
Bill and Mike, I believe, yes.
Mike from Methuen, definitely. Lil from Bedford, and I think Chris from Leominster, and I'm not sure if Jane from Gloucester is on the list. Rob, how many numbers do we have? Just three. Okay. All right. Rob will give you those in a moment. Thanks again, Steve Warner. We're going to take a break and going to change topics. Here in Massachusetts, believe it or not, there is a push, a real significant push, to bring back happy hours. Those of us who lived in Massachusetts in the 1970s, in the late 70s and the early 80s, remember happy hours. They resulted, we believe, I think the legislature believed at the time, in a number of drunk driving fatalities. I'll explain it, and I want to hear from you. Do you think it's a good idea to bring back happy hours here in New England? My name's Dan Ray. This is Nightside. Again, thanks to Steve Warner, the president of National Grid, and thanks to all the callers who had actual questions for Steve Warner. We'll be right back on Nightside.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
All right, again, my thanks to Steve Warner of National Grid. It's important to have folks in his capacity available to talk to all of you. And again, I get a little bothered in the sense that we're trying to get as many people in who have a concern, have a question. And when someone calls and says that they think their bill is too high, and we offer National Grid offers to make a phone call to them, and they say they don't want the help, what else am I to believe that maybe that person is misleading me and is trying to make some sort of a political statement? And that bothers me. We talk politics here a lot. And you want to talk politics, bring it on. But if I am fortunate enough to be able to get the president of National Grid to come on and talk to my listeners, and three of my listeners will be called tomorrow, and maybe there is something wrong with a meter, maybe there is some misreading, all that does is take time away. So am I a little bit concerned that someone would call, present themselves as having a being overcharged, and then not want direct help the next day? Yeah, that raises a question in my mind. But anyway, we'll move on. Everybody has their own agenda, it seems, sometimes. My agenda today was try to get as much help as possible for my audience. Simple as that. Okay, so now the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, back in 1984, outlawed happy hour promotions. For those of you who don't know what a happy hour promotion is, let me explain it to you pretty easily. Back in the day, late 70s, early 80s, in an effort to, we were in a bad economic strait back in those days. There was the Jimmy Carter recession was going strong. People had interest rates were high, like today. there were economic problems in the country, and businesses and restaurants and bars wanted to try to increase business, and they would have sometimes a happy hour would be at 5 o'clock at night, from 5 to 6. So beers, instead of being back in the day $2, they'd be 50 cents, and you would hope that most people would take advantage of the happy hour, but not take so much advantage of the happy hour that they were blasted. And as a result, there were some very tragic automobile accidents. We mentioned it last night, actually. There was one Boston Bruins player, a guy named Craig McTavish, who actually went to jail for a vehicular homicide up on Route 1 north of Boston. By the way, to his credit, he squared his life away, turned his life around, and went on to resume his career as a player. Played on some Stanley Cup winners and then became a coach and at one point a general manager. And credit him with turning his life around. But it cost him a year in prison, and it cost the life of a young innocent woman whose car he, if I recall correctly, crashed into. It wasn't a question of whether it was an accident. It was a driving under homicide, manslaughter, vehicular homicide. Anyway, now, for some reason, some Massachusetts politicians think, oh, this would be great to bring back happy hour. Now, I don't understand why something that caused such heartache to some people, and we would now want to bring that back. So this is a report that was on WBZ TV, a news package from reporter Christina Rex. She talked with a state senator from the Cape. His name is Julian Sear, who apparently sponsored this proposal, was one of the main sponsors. But this is from WBZ TV. Christina Rex, one of the BZ reporters. Cut 54, please, Rob.
Soon, these late afternoon drinks could be half the price if happy hour makes a comeback in Massachusetts.
What this is giving municipalities a tool who would want to have happy hour to be able to pursue it through a local option.
State Senator Julian Sear sponsored a proposal to lift the decades-old happy hour ban and instead leave it up to cities and towns to opt in. Late Thursday night, that passed in the Senate, and now it needs to pass in the House and through the governor's pen.
Plenty of people ask me for happy hour, and I'm like, no, actually, we're one of the only states that can't.
Bar managers say drink discounts would boost business.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, any way that we can serve drinks affordably or more affordably.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great until you realize that we've been through this experiment before. And, you know, cheap drinks, a lot of people don't know how to drink or they overdrink. They're overserved. And there should be a responsibility, a concomitant responsibility on the bars. So if this does, the Governor Baker said he would veto this. We'll have to see how the state would vote on it. It's interesting that an issue as important as this one is apparently making its way through the legislature while the legislature is in what's called informal session. The time for this to have been debated at the legislature would have been while the legislature was in formal session, which would have been from January of 2021 through August 1st of 2022. But these are the sorts of pieces of legislation that somehow wind their way through the legislature in the dead of night or when the legislature is in informal session, which means there's three people sitting in the House chamber or a couple of people sitting in the Senate chamber. And I think this is a dangerous proposal. And if they're going to have it, there should be some responsibilities placed on the bars. If you want to sell beer for a buck a can or a buck a drink, you know people are going to drink more of it. And as opposed to, you know, if it's $4 or $5, people are going to tend to drink, but, you know, drink a little more responsibly, at least drink more slowly. But if you could get them for, you know, a buck or a buck and a half a beer, whatever the going rate would be, hey, people will be more than happy to throw those babies down. And Do you think that the roads will be as safe? I think we're playing with fire here, and we've been through it in 1984. And my thought on this is it's not safe. It's not safe for your kids if your kids are coming of drinking age, and it's not safe if you're out driving on the roads after happy hours. So you can call me a Puritan or whatever you want. When I go to restaurants, I will have a glass of beer. I will have a beer. I will have a glass of wine. But I know what my limit is. I know what my limit is, and I want to make sure I stay within that limit. And I suspect most of you do as well. But happy hour, it's like, yahoo, open the doors. Let it rock, baby. And I'm not sure, and I think on this one, Governor Baker is correct. And this, we don't need it at this point. We really don't need it. If you want to drink beers for a buck a beer, go buy a case at your local liquor store. You'll get, you know, 24 beers for like $24.95. Sit at home and drink them down to your heart's delight. And don't be out at a restaurant driving. Bring all your friends over. You can charge them $2. You can make money at home or whatever you want to. You know, I'm being sarcastic when I say that. But you don't. If the price of beer or a glass of wine is becoming overly expensive, don't go to the restaurants. There are restaurants where you get a beer for, you know, $3. But when you reduce it down to the happy hour level, you know what the implications are. Okay, you know how I feel about this. I want to know how you feel about it. Whether you agree or disagree, and particularly if you disagree, 617-254-1030, 888-929-1030. Coming right back on Nightside.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
All right, let's go to the phones. Going to start it off out of state into New Hampshire. Let's go to Kevin in New Hampshire. Kevin, you're first this hour on Nightside. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Dan.
Hey, Kevin. So you're calling from New Hampshire. We're talking about opening up situations in Massachusetts, which would reopen happy hours. What do you think about that, this idea down here?
I am dead set against reopening happy hour. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I had times back then where happy hours
going on back in the 70s.
Yep.
There's way too much talk on this right now going with, you know, between the House and the Senate. Hopefully Governor Baker does veto this bill, because in my lifetime, I've seen way too much, way too many things involving alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's just going to bring on more and more problems within the city and towns, police departments, pedestrians, the whole bit.
Let me ask you, that are the happy hours back in New Hampshire?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I haven't seen a happy hour in New Hampshire for problems, if not more.
Yeah, they got rid of them down here in 1984 legislatively. You know, New Hampshire, as you know, of course, is the live free or die state. And it's kind of interesting that if there are no happy hours in New Hampshire, why would we even be considering them here in Massachusetts? I just don't understand
that. Exactly. You know, I grew up in Massachusetts back in the day. And I saw too many things, you know, guys coming out of bars, falling all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, getting in cars and heading home. You know, I was only a teenager back then. But yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if you remember, I mentioned the Craig McTavish situation, the Bruins player who went to jail for a year. Yep. I can remember at that time, the attitude towards drinking was, well, if you can't, you know, drink 7 or 8 beers and drive a car, then you must, you know, there must be something wrong with you, which was the absolute opposite attitude that you'd have. Do you remember what I'm saying? It was like, oh, yeah, give me one more.
Yeah, I got
a short drive home, yeah, 20 miles.
You know, like I say, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober 28 years.
Good for you. Congratulations.
To bring this back in, into the state of Massachusetts, it's just going to create a real big problem.
Yeah.
And especially with the younger generation that's coming up now. I mean, I got grandkids that are teenagers. I got friends that have kids in college, you know, college kids. It's like a big thing to them, you know. And sometimes some do it, some don't. And, you know, God forbid it gets passed. I really think the state's going to, what's the word I want? They're going to put themselves in a predicament.
Yeah, the state will suffer the consequences. And I think that if they do bring it back, they should increase the obligations on the restaurants and bars not to overserve their customers. But we'll see how it works out. I know this, that I remember when McTavish went to jail. A lot of people said, and I might have been included in the group, said, well, wait a sec, the guy was only in a car accident. I mean, you know, I realized somebody got killed, but it was a car accident. No, it wasn't. It was a driving under. And that was the first high-profile person that I recall going to jail for that sort of a charge.
Right.
Steve, Kevin, rather, thanks so much, and congratulations on your sobriety. You deserve a lot of credit for that. I have a lot of friends of mine, including former Mayor Marty Walsh, you guys are special people who are able to keep that monkey off your back. Trust me on that one. You know it better than anyone.
All righty.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
To you soon. All right, happy hours in Massachusetts. Our first two calls are from, I got John in Brookline. We'll get to David in New Hampshire and Dean in Wisconsin. Let me go to John in Brookline next. John, you are next on Nightside. You're from Massachusetts. Bringing back happy hours to Massachusetts. Good idea or bad idea?
I think it's hi, Dan. I hope all is well. And, yes, I think it's a good idea. And I think we need to hold responsible the individuals as far as what's going on in regards to that versus the restaurants and bars. They should have responsibility as far as over-serving, but the ultimate responsibility should be with the individual that drinks and does whatever they do. You know, why don't other countries have this problem? Like, we're the only ones that have this problem with alcohol, you know?
I don't know that to be true. I really don't know that to be true. you know, I don't have all these statistics from every country. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either, but I've traveled enough to see that it really, like, I have a lot of family in Sweden. I've spent a lot of time there. And, you know, in Sweden, it's like you do it once, you lose your license. That's it. There's no... So people take it seriously. They don't just mess around with it, you know?
No, I understand. No, I understand that, and maybe it needs stronger laws. But my question to you is, we went through this in the late 70s and early 80s, and there were a lot of driving deaths, okay? It seems to me that if you can't go to a restaurant or a bar, and if let's say the going rate now for a draft beer, let's say just for the fun of it, it's $4, okay? At a neighborhood bar, and you somehow think that if they cut the price in half, and you can guzzle beers for $2, you know, that's what's called a happy hour. If you're going to go to a bar and you're a little tight on cash, have two beers and drink the beers over a reasonable period of time so you didn't walk out of the bar sloshed. If they're $2. People will be downing beers left and right, and some of them will go out and get behind the wheel of a car. And horrible consequences can ensue. I just don't see what the benefit is. What's the benefit?
It's to increase the business for the food and beverage industry. But
it's going to increase the business, but it's not going to increase their profit margin, because obviously if they're selling, it costs them some money to put a beer up on the bar, to hand you a beer. And if they're passing beers over to you at $2, and let's say it cost them $1.50 for that beer or $1 for that beer, they're not increasing their profit. They maybe are increasing the numbers of beers they're selling, but they're not increasing their profit margin.
Dan, normally that's been done on off hours, so it's just the additional business that brings in on the hours that you're not busy. And it's normally not done with a beer. They do like 2-for-1 drinks or something like that.
Yeah, all the more reason. Now you're drinking, liquor drinks, and instead of paying $6 for whatever your drink is, you're paying $3 or whatever. How old are you, if I could ask, just for the fun of it, John? I suspect you're a little younger than I am.
I am not much younger than you are. I'm 54.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So you kind of experienced this back in the day. But I appreciate you calling in and disagreeing with me. You gave me a good argument, and let's see if people agree or not. Thanks, John.
As I said to you, Dan, it's not going to pass anyway. So it's just, good conversation.
Well, I don't know about that. When the legislature starts doing stuff in the dead of night or in the dead of what is called informal session, it's almost as good as the dead of night. That troubles me, because that's stuff that's going through very quickly without a lot of debate. That worries me. Trust me.
I promise you, Governor Weld will veto it.
Oh, 100%. He will, but some of his vetoes have been overridden. Thank you, John. Appreciate your call. Thank you much. Talk to you soon.
Have a great night.
You too. Let's go to Dean in Wisconsin. Dean, I have never heard from you in Wisconsin before, I do not believe. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you.
This your first time calling?
Yes, it is. I just happened to be listening on my AM radio.
Well, we just gave you a round of applause from our virtual studio audience. Thank you for you just find us on the dial?
Yes, I did. I've got a new radio that I'm trying to get faraway stations, and I pulled you guys up and heard your discussion.
Thank you.
And coincidentally, we were just in Boston. We just got back yesterday, as a matter of fact.
What were you in Boston for? You weren't here to watch the Red Sox clinch the pennant, I assume.
No, we were there to see the history. We walked the Freedom Trail.
Great.
We stayed down. We stayed downtown. We had an awesome time.
You had nice weather.
And, it was. It rained one day, and we went to the JFK that day, and went to the
Good for you.
MFA Museum.
So that was Museum of Fine Arts. Really awesome. Was that your first trip to Boston, Dean?
Yes, it was.
Well, welcome. Welcome. I hope you were treated well. Hope you found a couple of good restaurants. It's a pretty walkable city. Are you in Milwaukee? Or are you whereabouts? We have a lot of listeners in Wisconsin, by the way. Madison, Wisconsin, and other places. Where are you located?
I'm in Green Bay.
Oh, you guys got to be licking your chops for the game on Sunday coming up.
Yep. So let's hope it's a good game.
Well, yeah, I think the Packers, I think, are now a 10-point favorite. You know, we will not have our starting quarterback on the field on Sunday. He got injured pretty badly last week. I'm not sure if he'll be back at any point soon. But
that's too bad.
And Rodgers now has figured out his receiving core, I think. They're beginning to run better routes, I should
say. We hope so.
So what's your thought on happy hours? Do you have happy hours in Wisconsin?
Yes, we do. And let me start off by saying that obviously drinking and driving is not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. But here, there's and just thinking about our just recent trip to Boston, you guys have an awesome public transportation system. And the thing that's different now than what happened in the early 80s was there's Uber. And, you know, leaving it up to villages and towns and stuff would probably make some sense. Like in Boston, we paid $8 to $9 a beer, which was a lot. Happy hours would have been appreciated, so that would help. Yeah. I think it would help some.
You must have been tourism. In some high-end bars if you were paying $8 or $9 for a beer. Well, next time you come to Boston, I can give you some tips where you won't be paying $8 or $9.
Okay. Well, yeah. that's what we paid, and well, we were downtown. We were right in the. We wanted to stay there so we could walk to see different things and not have to take a car.
Yeah. What do you do in Wisconsin, Dean? If I could ask.
I'm retired.
Good for you. Well, you got to come back to Boston again. Lock us in on your dial. We're 10:30 in the AM dial, so you're hearing us on a radio, not on the internet.
That's right. That's correct.
That's great.
10:30 in the dial. Well, a Sea Crane radio,
We advertise Sea Crane radios, and they're a great radio, and they do pull in AM stations. And we're here every Monday through Friday night from 8 until midnight, free of charge. If anybody sends you a cable bill or anything like that, don't pay it. We're here. We have lots of interesting topics and interesting guests. We have regular callers and new callers all the time, and we will finish year 15 this Friday night. This program, Nightside with Dan Ray, has been on the air at WBZ since 2007. Before that, I was a television reporter with the CBS affiliate here in Boston for a long time, 31 years. So we're always looking for new listeners, and I appreciate the fact that you take a time to call, and I'm so delighted that you came to Boston last weekend and you found us on the radio. That's good karma, good kismet.
Yeah, it is. And so I'm a supporter of happy hours.
Okay, well, so I got you down. By the way, I know you mentioned that there's Uber vehicles. We've always had cabs in Boston. So, you know, now, I know Uber's a little different than a cab, but the principle is still the same. You know?
Well, in public transportation, there was awesome. So, for example, if Boston would allow happy hours, that might be a good thing for tourism.
We've just had some problems with what we call the TVAC here, the MBTA. We had a train that caught on fire, an Orange Line train, and it caught on fire on a trestle or a bridge in July, over in the middle of the day, over the Mystic River. And one of the passengers literally... several passengers climbed through the windows to escape the fire, and one of them actually jumped into the river. So I'm glad you had good experiences with our public transportation, but we've got some problems with it that hopefully you never...
Well, and then here with happy hours, the Wisconsin Tavern League also has gotten into offering free cab rides home to people that have had more than they should.
That's a very typical thing from Wisconsin. You people, I think, out there are the nicest people in the world. You know, they talk about Minnesota nice, but Wisconsin nice. I've got a lot of friends in Wisconsin, and that's a very thoughtful thing. And to live in Green Bay and to be retired, and I assume you're close to Lambeau Field, right?
Just about 3 or 4 miles. We have season tickets. Took us 30 years to get them.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Well, enjoy the game on Sunday. And I think your Packers are going to have a good day on Sunday because, and again, it's just our quarterback was banged up last week. Dan, I hope to hear from you again, okay? Thank you. And keep listening. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. Talk to you soon. Yeah. There's a new caller. We'll take a quick break on Nightside. Coming back, we're talking about happy hours. Should they return to Massachusetts? Well, as you can see, both John in Brookline and Dean in Wisconsin say yes. What say you? Coming back on Nightside.
You're on Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
All right, welcome back. We are talking about happy hours, the reinstitution of happy hours in Massachusetts. I don't think it's a great idea. Let's see what David in New Hampshire thinks. Hi, David. Welcome. Next on Nightside. All right. Is David there? If he isn't, we're going to move on. Bring David. You know what, Rob? I missed a hit here. That was my fault. David in New Hampshire. You there, David?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. That was my mistake, David. Go right ahead. I apologize.
That's okay. If you would allow me to throw a little bit of humor on the subject that you're talking about, because this will be right down your alley.
Go right ahead.
I called a few months ago and explained that I do a lot of volunteer work by visiting senior centers all over Massachusetts called Councils on Aging.
Okay.
And I don't charge anything. It's strictly volunteer work, and everybody says the same thing. David is really not that funny. He just doesn't charge anything.
Okay.
But I have one here that I wanted to read quickly because I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
It's right on your subject. It's about two elderly guys who are walking down a street, and they turn a corner. They see a sign that says, Old Timers Bar, all drinks, 10 cents.
Okay.
They look at each other, go in thinking, this is way too good to be true.
Right.
The bartender says in a voice that comes across the room, come on in, let me pour one for you. What'll it be? We're fully stocked. Anything you want. So one of them orders a martini.
Yep.
In no time, the bartender serves up two iced martinis and says, that's 10 cents, please.
Okay.
The guys stare at the bartender for a moment, then at each other. They can't believe their good luck. They paid their 20 cents. They finish their martinis. They order another round. Again, two excellent martinis are produced, and the bartender again saying, that's 20 cents, please.
Okay.
They pay their 20 cents, but their curiosity gets the better of them. They've each had two martinis. They haven't even spent a dollar.
Right.
Finally, one of them says, how can you afford to serve martinis as good as that for a dime apiece? The guy says, I'm a retired tailor from Phoenix. I always wanted to own a bar like this. Last year, I hit the lottery jackpot for $125 million. I decided to open up this place. Every drink costs a dime. Wine, beer, liquor, all the same. Wow, that's a story as I've ever heard. One of the men says, as the four of them are sipping their martinis, they can't help noticing seven other people at the other end of the bar. They don't have any drinks in front of them. They haven't ordered anything. Nodding at the seven at the end of the bar, one of them asks the bartender, what's with them? Bartender says, oh, they're retired people from Florida. They're waiting for happy hour when drinks are half price.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I couldn't resist.
No, that's fine. We'll take that one. What is your thought on the issue of happy
hours? In a few seconds, I'll just tell you that I'm completely with you. I happen to be one of six liberals who lives in the state of New Hampshire, but I find myself agreeing with Dan Ray many times, especially on this topic. I'm right with you, and I do think it's very dangerous when they open it up and hooray, 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 and you know you're going to get a deal, a real deal.
Yeah.
You're going to drink, and you're going to drink, and you're going to overdrink, and that's unfortunately, that's a real problem.
Well, it's always nice to meet a liberal from Massachusetts, or from New Hampshire, I should say, and yeah. I hope that you continue to listen. Nightside, you call any time, okay?
Okay, and thanks for listening.
You're very welcome. Thanks, David. Okay, we're going to take a break. Those on the line, Steve in Cambridge, Steve in New Bedford, and Jeff in Lancaster. We are going to continue this conversation right after the 10 o'clock news.